at sheyimshach v'yachzik. Then there's no kinyan until you moshach the shore, or else you make a chazok in the bayis of the house like a regular kinyan chazok. Now I'll explain a little bit. Moshchoy b'mono. What's going to be? Rashi learns head yit chayfet shel hegdish miyad hagiz b'mono. If somebody goes to buy something off hegdish and they give hegdish a mono, moshchoy b'mono. You make the kinyan meshicha. You move the animal towards yourself. And at that time, like you spoke out that you're going to pay $100 for it from Hegdish. But Lamaisa, you do not give the money yet to Hegdish. Until now, this animal became worth $200. The question is, how much money do you actually have to give to Hegdish? So the halacha is Noisin Masayim. You have to give $200 to Hegdish. My time, and what's the reason? V'nosan ha-kesa v'komloi. The pasuk says when you want to buy something off Hegdish, the way you buy it, the way it becomes yours, is by giving the money. If you give money, then it becomes yours. So over here, even though you made a Mashiach first, but so what? By Hegdish, Mashiach is not the Kenyan. The Kenyan is Kesef. So therefore, since you did not pay the money yet, so at the time when you want to pay the money, now the animal is worth $200, you have to pay $200 to Hegdish. What's going to be the opposite way? Moshcha b'masayim. You made a kinyan meshicha, you want to buy this animal off Hegdish, and right now the price you made up with Hegdish is worth $200. So you want to pay $200. But lohis piklev doisa, but you did not actually pay the money yet, acha'oma d'mono. So the value went down, and now when you are paying the money, really it's only worth $100. So in Svara I should have said that all you have to do is just give $100. Because by Hegdish we go after the money, we don't care about the kinyan meshicha that you made before. But still the chiddushes know that here we say noisein masayim. Here no, you still have to pay to 200 that you were machayv yourself before when you made the meshicha. My time, what's the reason? We say now by Hegdish meshicha means nothing. It's only when you pay the money. So now here when you're going to pay the money, it's only worth 100. Why do you still have to pay the 200? So the Gemara answers, the svar is, lo yehei koyach hegdish choma me hegdish, that the koyach of hegdish should not be more stronger than hegdish. In other words, by a hegdish, if you would have bought this off your friend when you would make meshicha, the end is called the kinyan. Like if you moshach, you draw it towards you, the animal becomes yours and you have to pay the money. So the same swear applies to hegdish also the chumra, that here when you draw the animal towards you, it was worth $200. So we say now the kinyan takes place as if you own the animal right now and you have to pay Hegdish $200. The Chumra we say that the Kinyan Meshicha does help. Therefore, you still have to pay the $200 the way it was worth b'shas you made the Meshicha. What about Pordeya b'Masayim? Let's say you paid $200 to Hegdish. You gave him $200 for this animal. For lo hispik l'moshchoy, but you did not make a Meshicha, ad shoma d'mono. Until now, when you finally got around to take the animal, it's only worth a mana, 100. So the loch was poshid. Nice in Mosayim, no, you still have to pay, you still have to leave the $200 there. My time, what's the reason? V'nosan ha-kesev v'komloi. As the Torah says, when you give money to Hegdish, the giving of the money, that's what's v'komloi. That's what makes the kinyan. So here, when you gave the $200, you were kinder then, it became yours. So later when it became worth less, only down to 100, it's like your shore became worth less. But the 200 you paid to Hegdish, they have a right to keep it. What about Pordeya b'mono? Let's say now it's worth $100, this animal. So you gave the $100 to Hegdish. You bought it off Hegdish. But lohispik l'moshchoy atshama b'masayim, you waited, you did not make the kinyan meshicha yet. You did not draw the animal to your reshus until after it's worth 100, it went up. It's worth now $200. So the locher is, Masha poda podli. What you did already is good. In fact, you gave the money is the kinyan. V'yeinoysen elamona, all you have to pay is just 100, you don't have to pay more. So the question is, amai, why? Hochinami, here also, let's say, lo yehei koyach hedyit, chama mehegdish. Why don't we say, lechumra, we should go after the way hedyit is. That by a hegdish, a normal person, it doesn't become yours until you make the meshicha. Just by giving money, we say you're not koina. So why don't we say the chumra here also? That even though when you gave the money, it was only worth 100, but now at the time when you go to make the meshicha, the drawer towards you, it's worth 200 now. So So why don't we say you should have to pay the 200? So Gemara says, no, here it's a little bit different. Oto hegit la v'misha parakoi. Even by a hegit, by a regular person, by your friend, when you buy an animal, you buy something off your friend, if you give him the money. So true, we're saying now, whether it's midrabbanan or midiraisa, the kesef does not help. You're not really kind of the chayfetz until you make a mashicha. However, if you retract, there's a mishapar upon you. A mishapar means it's like a klala curse, doesn't give you a curse. In other words, if you made up, you're going to sell it. And the person already gave you the money, so by giving the money, something happened. And therefore, it's not right to retract now. Even though if you do, you have a right to, because the kinyan is first with the mashicha, not with the money, but it's called you're going to receive a mishapara. You're going to receive a mishaberach, like you're going to receive a klala back from Bezdin. So since by giving money by hegdish also something takes place, that a mishapara takes place, so over here by hegdish, when you paid the money for the chayfetz, really midiraisa, that's the kinyan. The animal became yours now, when it was only worth $100. Here the svar is, even though later it gets worth the 200, and that's when you make the mashicha, but still we say the kinyan kesa that took place before, that's the kinyan. It stays by you at 100, you do not have to pay more. Because even by a hegdish, kesef means something. Now the Mishnah says, "Kol mitzvos haben alav." All the mitzvahs that the father has to do to his son, the halacha is anoshim chayovim. Only the father, the men, is mechuyev on these mitzvahs, but for noshim pturus, the mother, she's potter on these mitzvahs that you have to do to your son. We'll see in the Gemara exactly which mitzvahs. Mitzvah Mila, Mitzvah Talmud Torah, that the mother is potter from these mitzvahs. For chol mitzvah so'av ala ben, but all the mitzvahs that the son has to do to his father, that means mitzvah so'av, the mitzvahs of the father, al ha-ben, that are on the son, like mitzvahs kibud avein, or mitzvahs yira, the locher is echad anoshim v'echad noshim, whether it's a son or whether it's a daughter, they have a mitzvah to be mechabed their parents. Chayavim, the daughter also has the mitzvah kibud avein. Now, v'chol mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Any mitzvah sasei that is a special time when to do the mitzvah, Rashi says shazman gurim lo shetovi. It's at a certain time that you have the mitzvah, like mitzvah sukkis, you only have it on sukkis, is anoshim chayovim v'noshim pturis. The locher is the men have the chiyuv, but the ladies are potter. A mitzvah sasei shazman grama, we'll soon see the whole sugi here. We'll learn now from sukkah, from mitzvahs of tefillin, that an isha is potter from these mitzvah. For a mitzvah sasei shaloi hazman grama, but a mitzvah sasei that there's no time when to do it. It's there the whole time to do the mitzvah. Any time it comes, there's the mitzvah to do it. Then echad ha'anoshim, the echad ha'anoshim chayovim. Then we say whether it's a man or a lady, both of them have the chiyah to do the mitzvah. For a mitzvah loy sasei, but any mitzvah loy sasei, then the locher is bein shazman grama. Whether this is a lav only comes a special time, like by yiro, by yimotzai, and Pesach, that is a lav not to find chametz in yirushus. Bein shaloy yazman grama. Whether it's a lav the whole time, not to eat chazir, lav that apply at all times. Still echad ha'anoshim v'yechad ha'anoshim chayovim. That ladies are also mechuyev in a loy sasei. That is the difference between the mitzvah shazman groma, that's only by mitzvah sasei, we learn that from tefillin, but by mitzvah loy sasei, every loy sasei applies to everybody, whether it's a man or whether it's a lady. Chutz excluding from the lav mibal takif, the lav of not to cut off the payas of the rosh, that we know only applies to men and does not apply to an isha. Or bal tashkis, the lav not to use a razor, to shave razor off your beard, that only applies to a man, not to a lady. Or about the tamal mesim, and after the kohen has a lav not to touch mesim, that's only by a man, by a zocher a kohen, and not by a kahanis, not by a bas kohen, she is allowed to be metamal mesim. All these things we'll learn out in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, "My kol mitzvah saben alav." What does the Mishnah mean to say? All the mitzvahs of the son, that half minur is the mitzvahs of the son upon the father. Elaine, if you want to tell me, kol mitzvahs de mechai v'bro, lemevad liyabo, the havminer is, you want to tell me, means all the mitzvahs of the son that he has to do towards his father. So the Mishnah says, noshim p'tura, is that the ladies, the daughters are potter. Is that true for us tomorrow? V'atani will learn like this, Ein ish. The mitzvah of kibbut or meira for your father. Rashi, the pasuk says ish ima v'yaviv tiro. He's supposed to have yira. So ish ein liel ish. Maybe only your son has to have yira for his parents. Isha minayin. How do we know a daughter also has to have yira for her parents? Kishuayim ish ima v'yaviv tiro. Hare kan shnayim. It says ish a person ima v'yaviv tiro. It's two. So Rashi learns. Ish ima v'yaviv tiro rekan shnayim. L'shnayim uayim, it's talking about the two people. Tiro'u, it's talking about the two. That both of you, both the son and the daughter, both of you have to have yira for your father and for your mother. So therefore we learn out that these mitzvahs apply to the daughter also. So what does the Mishnah mean then? The mitzvahs of the son upon the father does not apply for the daughter. Why not? So rather, Omer Rav Yehuda says like this, is the pshat the Mishnah. Ochi koma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ko mitzvahs ha-ben, ha-motelas ha-lo-av, all the mitzvahs of the son, that is upon the father, la-sois le-benoi, that the father has to do to the son, the opposite way. Not the mitzvahs of the father upon the son, but rather the mitzvahs of the son that's upon the father to do. Such mitzvahs are noshim chayovim, the father, the men is mechuyev on mila and talmud Torah, v'noshim turas, but the mother, the ladies, they are potter from the mitzvah of Mila for their son and from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So Mar says, now, Tanin al Hodotan Rabbonin. We learn about this in a Braisa. Ho'av chayi bevinoi lamayloi. The father has a mitzvah chiyiv to make him bris Mila for a son. Olav doisai. If he's a b'chor, the father has the mitzvah pidyin aben. Olalam doi Torah. The father has the mitzvah to teach his son Torah. Oliasi isha. The father has the mitzvah to marry off his son. Olalam doi umnas. The father also has the chiyuv to teach his son a trade. They should not become a robber later on in life. Should have a trade to live on. For yeshayim, some say af la'ashita b'mayim. There's a mitzvah upon the father also to teach his son how to swim. The Rashi says the svara like shema yafresh b'spinim, able to go on the ship. The titfoy and the ship will sink. The yistakin, and then if he can't swim, will be a sakana. Himayin yodei aloshut. That's the svara. Father has a chiyuv to teach his son how to swim. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol she'enoi melamed as benoi umnois." Any father that does not teach his son a trade is melamda listus. He teaches him to be a robber. For the Gemara listus akadaitus, you mean to tell me he's really teaching him how to be a robber? So Rashi says, "Valo yoshev lelam deklum." The father just not teaching him anything, but he's not teaching him to be a robber. Ela rather means like this. Ki'ilu malam de listis. It's as if you're teaching him how to be a robber. So Rashi says, the chivun the ain lo yumnus, if he doesn't have a trade, how to make a living with, the yech salach was not going to have bread teeth later on in life, yelech lepashas ruach, will go on the streets, the elach the mesabrius, the way he'll make money is by stealing, robbing people. So therefore, it's a mitzvah upon the father to teach his own son different umnus, how to be able to make a living. Right. We'll see later on in the Gemara exactly about teach your son to be a Talmud Chacham. But lemoy loy minolan. How do we know now that there's a mitzvah upon the father to make the bris milah for a son? The pasuk says vayomol Avram etisa benoy. So vayomol mashma that Avram has the mitzvah to make the milah upon his son. So the Gemara says in vehecha de loy milah yavua. When the father does not make the bris milah, mechayve beidinu lemimaloi. The halacha is the bezdin then has a chiyuv on a Jewish kid to see to it that he has a bris milah. Tirsiv, because another pasuk says he moy lochem kol zocher. Mashma klal he moy lochem means you to bezdin, you should make sure that people have a bris milah. Veechadu lemilah beidinu. Let's say for some reason bezdin also did not take care of it, so the person grew up without a bris milah, the locher is mechayev iyo lemimel en ashei. He himself has a chiv when he becomes a godol to make a bris milah upon himself. He has a chiv upon himself to take care to see that he has a bris milah. The chiv, because the pasuk says, v'yorol zocher asher lo yimol es pesar olosoi v'dichroso. A person that does not make a bris milah to himself is chayev koros. You see here that the amod is a chiv upon yourself. Now the question is, ihi minolan d'loy mechayva. How do we know now that the mother does not have a chiyuv to see to it that her son has the bris milah? So the Gemara says, because the pasuk says, be Avram, that v'yomel Avram yitzuk benoi, kashat siva oisoi elokim. So Hashem commanded him. So we darshan oy soy v'lo yoyso. That Hashem commanded Avram and not Sarah. Says the Rai that Isha Sarah was not mechuyev in bris milah. And the more askecha niyad. That's only niyad that Hashem gave Avram Avinu this mitzvah to make the bris milah upon his son. But l'daris minol, how do we know l'daris? After Avram Avinu, after Matan Torah, how do we know that there's a mitzvah upon the father to make the bris on his son? So Mar says, Tana the Rabbi Shmuel, that kol mokom shenem atzav, whenever the Torah says loshen of tzav, ein ola zirus. That means zirus to do it bishleimus, do it fast, do it swift, do it good. And miyad l'daris, it means right away and forever. Zirus, how do we know it means zirus, do it carefully, well, fast? The pasuk says, "V'tzaves Yeshua v'chaskeyu v'yamtzeyu." This here means chaskeyu v'yamtzeyu means do it strong, do it good, do the mitzvahs b'shleimus. Miyadu l'deris. How do we know the word tzav means forever? The pasuk says, "Min hayoyim asher tzivu Hashem v'holu l'deris eichem." So the word tzivu goes v'holu l'deris eichem from now onwards till ever you have these mitzvahs. So therefore, here also by mila it says, "Kasher tzivu oisai." Tzivu means the lashon of l'deris. That forever there's the mitzvah upon the father to see to it that the son has the bris milah. Now the father could do the milah, there's a special mitzvah for the father himself to do the milah on the son. If the father can't do it, l'maisa winoig, that he makes a shliach. He's supposed to tell the mayol to do it for derech shlichus. We hold, shlichus does help. Vital of doisai. Then there's a mitzvah upon the father to be paid as benoi. If he's a b'chor, he has to buy him back from the kohen, give him the five shkolim. Minolan, how do we know this? The mitzvah is upon the father. The Siddur Pasuk says, kol b'chor bonecho tifte. That tifte means you, the father, you have to be poiderit. V'hecha d'loi parka yavua, if the father does not take care of it, the locher is mechayiv iyu l'mifrkei. He himself has to take care of himself. The Siddur is the pasuk that says, podoi tifte. That part of the sifter with Darshim means you have to do it yourself also. Part of the sifter, you have to do it. Now, v'ihi, she, the mother, minolon deloy nifkado, how do we know the mother does not have a chiyuv to see that the son has a pidyon haben? Still the pasuk says, tipode, so with Darshim tifter. In Rashi says, tipode tifter, kloy makori be tifter. So what does that mean? Kol she mitzuva liftoy sesatzmoy. Any person that has a mitzvah to be paid to himself is mitzvah livdai sasacherim. Then there's a mitzvah upon you to be paid to somebody else. In other words, a man, that if you're born a bechor, there's a mitzvah to see that you have the pidyon. So when you become a father, you have a chiyuv to see that your son has the pidyon also. But the whole she'enoi mitzvah livdai sasatzmoi, like a lady, the mother, that does not have, and she never has the chiyuv to be paid to herself, there's no pidyon by any keva. Therefore, einoi mitzvah liftoi secherim. Therefore, it's a svara the noshim do not have a chiyuv to see to it that their sons have a pidyon aben. That's the noshim of tifta tipode vidashim. That tifta, who has the chiyuv to do to somebody else? Tipode is somebody that has the chiyuv to do it to himself. But now the question still is, v'yihi minolon loy mechayva lemifrika nafsha. How do we know this, that a lady doesn't have a chiyuv to deprive herself? Maybe there's such a thing as a pidyon of a bechoris. And the pasuk says, tifte, tifte. Then what does that mean? Kol shacherim mitzuvim livdoisoi mitzuvim livdoisatzmoi. Now it's the opposite way. Anytime the father has the chiyuv to appoint his son, so maybe the son has the chiyuv to appoint himself. But the kol shein acherim mitzuvim livdoisoi, anytime there's no chiyuv, the father does not have a chiyuv to appoint his daughter, is a mitzvah lifdoisatzmoi. The daughter then does not have a chiyuv to appoint herself. But on the ninth, how do we know this? Shein acherim mitzuvim livdoisa. How do we know that the father does not have a chiyuv to be poyder his bechorto, his first daughter? How do we know? The Yom HaKro, the pasuk says clearly, kol bechor bonecho tipode. All the bechorim of your son. So darshin bonecho v'loy b'neisecho. The father only has a chiyuv to be poyder the first of his son, and not the first of his daughter, the first daughter. And therefore, pet the rechim, there would be a daughter. There's no pidyon by a bechoris. So that's therefore, since the father doesn't have a chiyuv to her, she doesn't have a chiyuv back, and therefore she doesn't have a chiyuv to be poyder herself either. So Mar says, Tana Rabbanan, come in here. Who liftois u'b'noi, l'mulad r'b'raisa, Tana Rabbanan, who liftois u'b'noi liftois? If you have a father and a son, that both do not have a pidyon aben yet. Nobody took care of the father's pidyon aben.
And now the father already has his own son, and his own bechor. So who carried him livnoi? He's supposed to take care of himself first, and then be paid to his son. We have Yehudu Aymen, no, benoi koidmoi. The son, you have to take care of your son first. Shezem mitzvos le'aloviv, because your pidyon was upon your father. Vizem mitzvahs benoi alov, and your son, though, the mitzvah is upon you, the father, to be paid to the son. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's svar, he's supposed to take care of your son first, before you take care of yourself. So much like this, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah. How come everybody agrees?